This is Lucy, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
You nailed it. Good work. Behind us right now is Farm with Sunshine in My Window. Before that, America with Sister Golden Hair, Harry Chapin with Cats in the Cradle, and Dean Friedman with Ariel. It is 8:01 on this lovely Wednesday, the 28th of June. Yeah. And this is I'm Mellow Max. My show is highly recommended, and we will be around for another hour playing all the most highly recommended music for all of you out there. Did we have any stories that we wanted to tell about various songs that we've played so far?
Do you have any stories, Celie?
I'm taking a look. I think mine are more on the back end, so I can explain some more on the later ones.
Sure, yeah. Yeah, I think this second hour is mostly you guys. Looking forward to
it. The pressure's on. Because we really started panic adding. I feel like I was nervous to add my first few, but now I've just been tossing them on there. Yeah. So.
And if there are any bad ones, they're me. That's the rule. You guys are...
Okay, deal.
Yeah, yeah. You're
perfect,
in the clear.
Perfect.
Yeah. Let's see. Yeah, coming up next. Yeah, we're going to have some fun songs coming up. Let's see. What other jokes do I have?
Let's hear some more.
Let's see. How long do I have? I've got another 2 minutes? Okay. Do you know the one about... Did I tell you guys the one about the frog that walked into a bank?
No.
Cool.
I haven't heard it.
This frog walks into a bank, and he walks up to the teller, and he says, Mr. Paddywhack, is it? I said, yeah, that's right. How can I help you? He said, well, Paddywhack, my name is Kermit Jagger. I'm the son of Mick Jagger of the Rolling Stones, and I'd like a loan for $1 million, please. And he replies, well, absolutely, Mr. Jagger. Do you have any form of collateral that you can offer on that loan? He says, collateral? Do you know who I am? I'm Kermit Jagger. Mick Jagger is my dad. I don't need collateral. He says, well, I'm sorry, sir. It's bank policy. Do you have, like, a car, property? He says, hang on. And he reaches into his pocket, and he pulls out a little Rubik's Cube on a keychain, hands it to Paddywhack. Paddywhack says, I'm sorry, sir. I'm not sure that I can accept this. He says, go speak to your manager, Paddywhack. Yes, sir. And manager says, all right, what's the story? He says, well, there's this frog out there. He says that his name is Kermit Jagger, claims his dad is this Mick Jagger of the Rolling Stones, and he wants a loan for $1 million, and for collateral, he gave me this little tchotchke. And the manager says, ha, it's a knick-knack, Paddywhack. Give the frog a loan. His old man's a Rolling Stone.
Oh my god. There's so much buildup.
Mm-hmm. And then so much disappointment.
No, I feel no disappointment. I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm so glad.
You can get me so easy with the joke. I was very much the one in school where, like, a teacher would say, like, a bad pun, and I would, like, absolutely crack up. I feel like it takes so little.
Well, that's good to know. I'll have to throw in some more instrumental songs later in the set so that I can slide some more in there.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Yeah, we need some, like, very long ones, like a lot of build-up, like a lot of context.
Oh, man. Yeah. That can be arranged.
Hour of laughter. That's 8 to 9.
Hour of... Perfect. But first, music. Wilco, I'm Always in Love.
Thank you. for Carrie. All eyes were on you, junior year. Blew your knee out at an out-of-town game. Nowhere to go but down, down, down. Nothing but the ground left for you to fall to. You made a whole bunch of brand new friends, people you used to look down on, and you'd figured out a way to make real money, giving ends to your friends, and it felt stupendous. Chrome spokes on your Japanese bike, but selling acid was a bad idea, and selling it to a cop was a worse one. The new laws said that 17-year-olds could do federal time. You were the first one, so I sing this song for you. William Staniforth Donahue, your grandfather rode the boat over from Ireland, but you made a bad decision or two, yeah.
This is Mellow Max, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Behind me right now is Chuck Mangione with Feels So Good. And we were waiting for that trumpet. It feels so good. are you guys ready for your PSA?
Take it away, Celie.
It only takes a moment to make a moment. Take time to be a dad today. Call 877-4-DAD-411. Or visit fatherhood.gov, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Nicely done. Nicely done. You're an expert now. Yeah.
On being a dad. Yep. Everything I could ever dream to be.
All right. So let's see.
Should we backtrack a little?
Yeah, let's backtrack. That last song was The Mountain Goats with Fall of the Star High School Running Back. And Celie, you added that to the playlist.
I did. A piece of art, I must say. I just feel that in a minute and 45 seconds, They cover pretty much a novel of a story, and I really appreciate that.
Yeah.
They're just kind of spilling out words, and I think the first time I heard it, I thought it was a little ridiculous, but the more and more I listened, I was like, yeah, this really has something to it.
I think that that's a good way to describe most of the music by the Mountain Goats.
Yeah.
Yeah. Before that was King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard with Dirt, off their 2015 album Paper Mache Dream Balloon. And I love King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard. They are one of my favorite bands. They were at Boston Calling this year, but I missed it, tragically.
Oh, I saw that, yeah.
Yeah. Did you see them?
Oh, or no, you know, you just no, saw that I they just were saw there. They were there. Yeah. No, that, I wish I could have been there.
Yeah, they give amazing, amazing shows. Their most recent album just came out, and it's a metal album, so a very different vibe from the song that we listened to, but still very fun.
That's range.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Before that, Creedence Clearwater Revival with Down on the Corner. Any comments on that one?
Honestly, when I wasn't too familiar with until I was around some of my older siblings, like, a year or two ago, and one of them was playing it, and it was just such a, like, a pleasant time. It was like my whole family was hanging out. Mm-hmm. I have six older siblings, and so all seven of us were hanging out and playing it, and it just reminds me of, like, yeah, just a good time.
Yeah. Yeah. Nice. Yeah. I mean, it's a classic.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can't go wrong. Before that, Franz Ferdinand with Take Me Out. I would say a modern classic. It's a goodie. Before that, Wilco with I'm Always in Love. Any comments on that one?
That was Lucy.
Yeah. My home friend showed me that. I went home for winter break this past year, and they were like, the first time I sat down in the car with them, they were like, you need to listen to this. And then blasted it. And yeah, I mean, I understand. It is that kind of song.
Yeah. I think the delivery and recommendations plays just as big a part. I feel like when someone gives it to me with that urgency, I'm like, yeah, it's got to become
enough.
A staple.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, love that. Good set. Coming up next, I'm not exactly sure what, but it'll be good. I've if it's bad, it's my fault. That's the rule. Do you guys have any jokes? Any words of wisdom?
Whoa.
I have a small word of wisdom. Hey now, don't be mean. There's no reason to be mean, because just remember, no matter where you go, there you are.
Wow.
Thank you.
I'm here for it.
Yeah. Or there's always that is, that is not, is that not it? It is it not?
Really, yeah. Sitting with me, so that's good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
My advice is go to the guy in Harvard Square and ask for advice. Have you guys ever seen this?
No.
Oh my God. Tell more.
There's a man in Harvard Square who sits in his little lawn chair with a sign that says, free advice, like taken or given. So you can either give him advice or you can ask him for advice. And he's there literally every day. And he wears one of those hats that has a little helicopter thing on it.
Of course.
It's
of course.
Just magical. And he just got a feature in the Boston Globe. And I couldn't read it because I don't have a subscription. However, I could look at the title. It looked very nice.
Nice.
So, yeah.
Love those little side quest characters,
right?
Around Boston. Yeah.
I've been thinking, I don't have a good question for him yet, but when I do, I'll know where to go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm excited.
Absolutely. I wonder how long he's been there. I don't think I've ever
seen
him.
Yeah, I feel
him.
Like it's a little bit of a recent thing, but every day I've gone this summer, he's been there.
Hmm.
And have you received the life-changing advice you were hoping for?
I haven't asked. Yeah, I'm waiting for the right predicament, you know? I need to be, like, really, like, I don't know, struggling over something.
Yeah. Yeah. Makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. Celie, any words of wisdom?
I'm going to go with embrace more exclamation points in your poetry. Find a way to make yourself enjoy the rain. I think the idea of, like, bad weather is a silly thing, and I think you should find time to be in it instead. And draw more silly stick figures. Big fan of that. My primary way of expressing myself, I think, and showing appreciation for others.
I like that.
I think those are my three. Yeah.
Excellent advice. Thank you. Words to live by, really. And speaking of poems, did you find a poem that you wanted to read? Was that a thing that you were working on?
I was not.
Wait, if it was a genuine... Okay.
You want to read a poem?
Well, I mean, let me... How much time do we have?
This song's ending in just over a minute, but I could add on another instrumental song.
I have a short poem.
Okay.
I'm excited.
If my phone doesn't die before I, can read it. Should I go for it?
Absolutely.
All right. This is The Orange by Wendy Cope. At lunchtime, I bought a huge orange. The size of it made us all laugh. I peeled it and shared it with Robert and Dave. They got quarters and I had a half. And that orange, it made me so happy, as ordinary things often do just lately. The shopping, a walk in the park. This is peace and contentment, it's new. The rest of the day was quite easy. I did all the jobs on my list and enjoyed them and had some time over. I love you, I'm glad I exist.
That is one of my favorites.
Isn't that a great, it's just a lovely poem.
Yeah, it's very, very wholesome.
I read that all the time, just reminding myself I did all the things I needed to do.
Yeah, exactly.
Time left over. I'm like, that's just utter moments. Peace.
Yeah. I think about that every time I eat an orange from Dweck, which is often.
Not a bad thought to have in your head.
Yeah. Who wrote it?
Wendy Cope.
Wendy Cope. Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice poem.
Yeah.
I remember freshman year, one of my friends, I think we're all pretty... in an altered state, let's say, and he read us a poem called "Nothing Fills," and it is truly a very dark and depressing poem.
My God!
And when I think about, I mean, you know, Tufts, you know, sitting in a room reading poetry with other people, that's like, you know,
that's a liberal arts education. Yeah, right
there. A canonical event, perhaps.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, that one stood out. It's like, the madhouses fill, the graveyards fill, the women scream and throw dishes at the wall. nothing else fills.
So much angst, my God.
Yeah. Excusing my paraphrasing there. Something
no,
like that.
That seemed like, I think I got the idea, mm-hmm. for sure.
Oh, yeah. It's like, damn, David, thanks for snaps.
Yeah.
Yeah, that good old freshman year nihilism.
No,
nothing
yeah.
like it. Yeah.
If it's sad, it must be deep. That's the rule, actually.
I like that, yeah.
I'd be very interested to meet you freshman year. Do you feel like you've changed a lot since?
I think I've sort of become distilled. There's a lot of freshman year Max in me, but I've sort of just been distilled. Yeah, yeah.
That's a good way to put it.
Yeah. I was definitely a little bit out there freshman year. And I'm much better at radio. I've listened to some of my old radio shows and I've definitely improved.
That's incredible. That's a good thing.
Yeah. Sound like a pro.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Coming up next, we have Big Star with 13.
The best song
from school. Won't you let me meet you at the pool? Maybe Friday I can get tickets for the dance. Now take off my back. Tell him what we said about painted black. Rock and roll is here to stay. Come inside, well, it's okay. Now shake. Thank you. so, let me know. If it's no, well, I can go. I won't make you. Ooh.
Oh, A slot machine. Just get what you want to if you want, as you can get anything. I know we've come a long way, we're changing day to day. But tell me, where do the children play?
Teach lessons, don't use them so reckless. for you, I'm helpless. You gotta take caution. You know that I'm all in. The chance of me falling, you know that it's soft then. But if you don't wanna stay, then please stop moving this way. It's starting up a wildfire in my heart. Hope it's what you want, not just what you do. You're starting up a wildfire in my head. Hope it's what you mean, not just what you do. This love is so costly, it's killing me softly. Don't know what to call it, this thing that you started. You make it look easy, the way that you leave me. Into the fire, babe, are you coming with me? Yeah. But if you don't wanna stay,
don't wanna stay,
then please stop moving this way. It's starting up a wildfire in my heart. Hope it's what you want, not just what you do. You're starting up a wildfire.
Again, I've I've waited all day long, even wrote a song for you. It's strange the way you make me feel. With just a word or two, I'd like to do the same for you. It's nice to hear you say hello. And how are things with you? I love you. But very soon it's time to go. An office job to do while I'm here writing songs for you. Strange how a phone call can change your day. Take you away, away from the feeling of being alone. Bless the telephone. It's nice the way you say my name. Not very fast or slow, just soft and low, the same as when you tell me how you feel. I feel the same way too. I'm very much in love with you. I'm very much in love with you.
Thank you.
Hello everyone, this is Mellow Max, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Behind me right now is Laika and the Cosmonauts with Floating. Before that, we had Japanese Breakfast with Boyish. Any comments on that song?
I just read Michelle Zahner's book, Crying in H Mart, which is absolutely excellent, and I kind of thought it was going to be like, you know, just so talked about, I was like, it'll be overhyped. But it was excellent, and made me appreciate her music more, so had to put it on there.
Very cool. Before that, Novo Amor with Opaline. And was that, which one of you was that?
That was me.
You. Any?
Yeah, just brings me so much peace, the build in that, and hearing it outside just makes me think of like everything that is beautiful in this world.
I love that. And then before that, Labby Siffre with Bless the Telephone. And that was in our Spotify blend of songs that Lucy and I might both like. Before that, Kevin Atwater with Star Tripping. It's a cool song, very mellow. Before that, Cautious Clay with Wildfire. Any thoughts on that one? Yes, no?
I'm a big Cautious Clay fan. I like his Cold War as well, a few of them. Just very nice for this time of the evening, I think.
Yeah. Before that, Cat Stevens with Where Do the Children Play? Bill Callahan with Sycamore, and Big Star with 13.
A special one on that for Lucy. I put that one on there because it always makes me think of you. I was telling her the other day, like early on when we became friends, like she was sitting in my room and she played on guitar. And I just hadn't heard anyone else play it before, and it just such a special song to me.
That's sweetest awesome. Story ever.
Was that one Big Star?
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, well, what did you guys think of your first time here at WMFO?
Absolutely incredible.
Couldn't have been better. Thank you for having me.
Yeah.
My pleasure.
Come back
anytime. And you've even added a little bit of graffiti to the wall, which is always encouraged.
A little bit of it, yes.
Made our mark.
Yes.
Signature spot.
Yeah. And coming up next is On the Town with Mikey D, full of local music. So don't go anywhere. And enjoy the 9 through midnight hours with them. Any final words of wisdom?
Love you all.
Yeah, have a lovely night.
Keep it freeform.
Bye.